quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Keep through. Yeah, a little Skid Row for you.
Yeah.
I don't even mean to say that. There's no such thing as a little Skid Row. You're either Skid Row or you're not.
Right.
So, anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the Getty Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful Medford, Boston. Yes, mm-hmm. It is 3:08 in the afternoon, and I am sitting across from the lovely Tina Marie, and you get lovelier by the minute.
Well, thank you. That's because you were singing to me.
I was singing. I like to sing.
Oh, you weren't singing to me?
I was, no, just out loud.
Oh, you just looked at me and said, I love you. I thought that was to me.
That was Skid Row.
Oh, I get
right.
it.
Right. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the big show. And we are going to do some silly news, if I am correct.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Of course we can. We can do anything we want.
We can do anything we want. Not so true, but all right. So,
well, within the realm of things.
By the way, it is 63 degrees. Oh, 62. It went down a degree.
Just went down?
Yes, and I will come back with your weekend weather.
Oh,
and
goody.
The pick of the week. Of course, you have to have the pick of the week. By the way, what I wanted to say is, which I love to do every week, is the National Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to do the National. It's National. Not only is it Friday the 13th.
Right.
Right. It is National Apple Pie Day. I don't even get that.
Wow.
So, you need to make an apple pie tonight.
Okay. I can
it's
do that.
National Crouton Day.
No, oh, I like croutons.
Yeah. Well, I'll make the croutons.
Okay.
National Frog Jumping Day. What does that mean?
Oh, that's
well,
funny.
Well, maybe we'll find
that's
out
funny.
From your stories. National Blame Someone Else Day.
That's every day in my house.
It absolutely is.
I didn't do it. Wasn't me. I wasn't even here.
And National Fruit Cocktail Day.
Oh, lovely.
Which is nice. Because you need a fruit to have a cocktail.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
By your side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Enjoy those days, boys and girls. And Ms. Tina Marie will give us some silly news, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, well, lay it on us, Mama.
All right. Well, speaking of frogs.
Speaking of frogs, what do you mean frogs?
Frogs. So, there's this frog out there that, he is very well endowed.
Okay.
No, for real. I'll post it on the page. I'm going to show you.
Okay.
He is just chilling like a villain, and he's waiting.
that looks so. Well, hey.
It doesn't look fake.
It looks totally wrong.
It just looks wrong.
No, that's wrong.
That is wrong. That a frog looks like that. He's got a big peepee.
Does he?
Oh. I mean, you can get the scale of it based on the person's hand.
Right.
But it's huge in Australia.
It's huge.
Huge. They don't have frogs like that around here. It has its own.
How do you know?
It has its own anaconda.
Own anaconda. Okay.
That's funny.
Well, as long as you think so.
I think it's hilarious.
That sounds like him doing something that
mm-hmm.
he probably shouldn't be doing. Well, maybe he should. I don't know.
I mean, maybe in his own environment. Poor Kermit.
Okay, so you're gonna post that on our
on our Giddy Up page.
Giddy Up page on Facebook, and if you guys want to see this disturbing frog.
Kermit the Frog is going to be bummed when he sees this.
The Pauly B frog of frogs. What?
You had to say it, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Fresh.
What else you got for us?
Oh, let's see. Oh, so did you hear about this new accessory that you can get for your iPad?
Yes, I did.
You did?
No.
Thank God you don't have an iPad.
Why?
Oh, because once I tell you, I'll post this too since it has a picture. So,
oh, you're going to post it?
Yeah, I'll post it too because it has a picture. So, I mean, you know, you're hanging out, you got your iPad, you're watching some porn.
Really?
Well, I mean you, like, in general. Or maybe you're casually video chatting, you know. You can take out your nifty Fleshlight launch pad. That's what it's called, the Fleshlight launch pad.
So, you're basically banging your iPad.
Yeah.
Or computer, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, the vagina-like attachment slides into the back of the iPod. And you can fully immerse yourself in whatever you're watching.
So, if I'm watching, like, Maud...
if that strikes your fancy.
Apparently. And then there's Maud. That's Maud.
Right?
Right. So, continue.
I'm pretty sure there's no girl involved in this.
Oh, right. So, right.
Unless he's watching porn. Then, that's what you hear.
And,
you're doing your iPad.
You're doing your iPad. All right, enough
of that.
You're
watching some porn and doing your iPad. Oh, right. Where do these people come up with this?
I don't know.
Thank God there's websites for it, though. Because if there wasn't, we could not tell all you lovely listeners about this crazy stuff going on in the world.
That's right.
So, we live under a rock.
What else we got?
I also have...
So we had a frog story.
Yeah,
a
frog with a big penis. Can have sex with your iPad.
Sex with your iPad story.
And the six weirdest things you'd never believe will make you horny.
What?
Starting with number six, a brain trauma. Studies have shown that if you, get not severe brain trauma, but if you have some kind of brain trauma, it does something on the left side of the brain that just makes you, like, horn out and just want it all the time.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I must have banged my head a long time ago.
You must have.
Or at least yesterday.
All right.
I did bang my head yesterday. Whew. Number five, grief. Yeah, I guess grief.
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 Yeah. Makes you horny.
I guess, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. Good grief, Charlie Brown. No wonder you're so horny.
Maybe that's why. Charlie Brown? Wow, number four, I would have never thought this. Rabies.
Rabies makes you horny?
Rabies makes you horny.
Wow.
Venus! Right? Wow, I would have never thought that either.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, maybe. You foam at the mouth.
That happens.
Mm. Number three, I can totally see.
Okay.
Is breastfeeding. Because that's why they end up with another kid like 10 months later.
Totally see?
I can understand. Well, I never breastfed, but I'm just saying. That's why women who breastfeed, some of them end up pregnant right away again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it...
I have.
You have?
Yes.
So you know what I'm saying?
I've breastfed. So what?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I have a cat.
How about number two is
all right, lay
junk
it on
food.
Junk well, food I can see that.
Yeah?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Eat a Swiss roll, boom.
A Swiss roll.
I'm ready to go.
How about get some Baskin and Robbins? There's 31 flavors.
Yeah.
It'll make you horny.
31 times over.
31 times, yep.
Absolutely.
And I can't see this last one. The number one thing to make you horny.
Quite.
Is Star Trek sounds.
What, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It says it right there.
Who's doing these studies?
I don't
know. Obviously nerds.
It says, it doesn't say who did it.
Yeah.
But apparently, when you hear the blaster beam.
Okay.
That just has a wrong word. I mean, a wrong name. You didn't like my laugh?
Oh, no.
Why?
All right, well.
That's weird.
That's your top 10.
No, I'm six. Top six.
Top six. I'm sorry.
Apparently, there wasn't 10.
Because number one was Star Trek.
Trek sounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's when, yeah. Okay. When are you going to be banging a green bitch? Oh, that's a frog. Never mind.
That's the frog.
All right.
Kermit.
So anyways, thank you, Tina Marie, for your silly news.
You're welcome. I need to post this.
Yeah. You definitely need to post that picture, at least.
Yeah, the frog.
Yes.
Yeah.
3:19 in the afternoon, you guys. You know what you're listening to. We're starting your weekend off right. I was thinking we might have a special guest, but we'll see. Either way, we're going to get back to some music.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to hear anything special, you definitely can call 617-627-3800 or just post it on our Facebook pages, either DJ Polly Brandt or Tina Marie, or of course, go right to the source. Of course, go right to the source. You like that? on the Giddy Up page. So, why don't you let everybody know what they're listening to, Miss Tina Marie, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be back, kids.
Yes, I understand that every life must be end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one. Yeah, others, they got none, huh, huh. Stay with me, yeah, let's just breathe. Practice all my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being, uh-huh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, oh, all I see. A look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, oh. Nothing you would take, everything you gave. Did I say that I need you?
day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today.
Yeah. Perfect. make me feel like I'm not a person, and I feel like I am nothing, but you make me, so do something, cause I'm
right. That's some Stained.
Stained.
Oh my God. I love that song, even though it's very disturbing. It is.
Is that why you were dancing around like a maniac?
Probably why I was, but I can't even dance. Anyways, 3:42 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Idiot Boys and Girls. I am Pauly B. DJ Pauly B. The best in the East, not the West. Well, actually, I'm probably better than anybody in the West of your rock and roll music. And sitting across from me is the beautiful Tina Marie. Hello.
Hello. You can actually call me DJ Tina Marie.
I could, but I won't.
Why? I have the card to prove it.
You have the card to prove it.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back, kids. And thank you for listening in. It is now 3:43.
Nope.
Play that number tonight.
3:43.
Play.
On the 13th.
Play the number.
Why not play 1-3-4-1-5-1-3?
Playing your best rock and roll music here in the state of Medford. And it is 73 degrees. Believe that?
Wow, it went up that much?
It definitely went up that much. What, all of a sudden I have a Medford accent?
I think so.
Anyways, kids, tonight there's a chance of rain, 49% chance of rain. So just be careful if you want to have a fire pit or whatever. My pick of the weekend is tomorrow. Definitely tomorrow. 74 degrees for the high, and it will be sunny all day, pretty much. Kind of peekaboo clouds, but not as much as I have expected. What are you looking at? And so that's my pick of the weekend. If you guys going to have a cookout,
mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with the kids, with the neighbors, with the friends?
The neighbors' friends?
Yes. So tomorrow will be the pick of the weekend. And Sunday is probably, I don't know, it's going to be like 60 of high.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, going into Monday, it's gonna be old, like, you know, clouds. It's going to be cloudy.
It's going to be cloudy?
It is. Well, hey.
I know.
I'm not Mother Nature.
I know.
But this weekend, anyways, my pick of the weekend is Saturday. Have the kids and do a nice barbecue, whatever. So that is your weekend weather. I don't do it as good as the breeze. We missed the breeze. And I wish he was back to do it. Maybe I'll have a little, you know, sit down with him. And maybe...
sit down.
Yeah, why not? And maybe he'll... he'll do the weather again, because we miss him. Anyways, 3:45 in the afternoon. What do you got for us, Tina Marie?
What do I got for us?
Yes.
Huh, let's see. What would you like for dinner?
Well,
you said us. I thought you meant me and you.
Oh, no.
I don't have anything else. I'm all done.
That's it. All right.
I'm just waiting for my cue to say goodbye.
Well, then why don't you start that? Say your goodbyes. It's quarter,
about that time.
Yes. You can do that. And we'll say our goodbyes. And we miss Wayno. He was going to come by with the kids. But
yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. Hopefully nothing bad happened. But a good friend, Wayno, was going to come by the studio and say hi to everybody. But we'll plan that for next weekend. How's that? And, of course, the funny man, Chris Ridgway. And I know he was listening in, so... And Danny Martignetti, our good friend. And, of course, Chase Carson will be here at 10 p.m. for your soul. Yeah. Your soul and your baby making music.
For your listening.
That's right.
Because
he is the best. He really is. And, well, say your goodbyes, Mama.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. Hope we kicked your weekend off with some laughs, made you smile.
Flaps?
I said laughs. Stop it. Hope we made you smile. Be safe out there this weekend. Have your cookout tomorrow. Well, I guess you could still have it on Sunday, too. It's just going to be a little cool, as Polly B said. And a shout-out to the babies. Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and the biggest pain in the butt cat in the whole entire universe. Well, I guess everybody that has a cat knows the struggle of the cat sleeping on your head. To Zoe.
And, yes.
The pain. Man, yesterday I was up since 3 in the morning. Because she just creeps, you know. You're like this. You have no idea.
I don't even
She doesn't
know.
Even bother you. She bothers me.
Well, you're her mama.
Obviously. So,
thank you.
although I do have to say, I do love when she puts her paw on my arm.
Oh, okay.
I do love that. I still love her.
Well, thank you, boys and girls. And we miss you, Christopher. And hopefully you'll be back next week. And I want to say thank you to everybody for listening, because you guys are the best. And if it wasn't for you, we would not be doing this. And we are doing it because of you. Mm-hmm. And we want to make you smile and laugh into the weekend. So that being said, we're going to take a 166-hour break, as we always do, because it's well-deserved, because there's a lot of work involved. Mm-hmm. Is 166 hours involved in doing this show?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not. Okay, not. Anyways, kids, thank you for tuning in. We love you guys. You're the best. And as I always say, always be a rock, never roll. And, geez, stay Boston strong, kids. And we'll see you next week, right?
Absolutely.
We have anything else to say, Mama?
No. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, kids. Saturday, pick of the weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week. You are listening to The Giddy Up. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Take me to your heart. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Yeah, you are crazy. Hey.